Nolte, Dems promised to take away our health insurance and give it to illegal aliens. By John Nolte on June 28, 2019. We will have to wait and see how and if the debates move the needle within the Democrat primary. But what these last two nights have done is clarify a Democrat party that is bound and determined to confiscate our guns, our money and our health insurance. Oh, and then Democrats are going to decriminalize illegal immigration and give our health insurance to illegal aliens. That is my long way of saying President Trump was the winner of the Democrat debates, because he is the only person standing between us and this. Tax increases. Gun confiscations. Slave reparations. Decriminalize illegal immigration. No more deporting of illegal immigrants. Abolish the private health insurance currently held by over 150 million Americans. Give free health insurance to illegal immigrants. Three of the four Democrat frontrunners, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, have committed to abolishing our private health insurance plans. Almost all of the candidates, including those listed above, support forcing law-abiding taxpayers to pay slave reparations. Every single candidate raised their hand Thursday night, including Joe Biden, when asked if they would offer free health care to illegal aliens. And all of them, every one of them, promised to stop deportations. This includes Biden, who is supposed to be the sanest of the bunch. Should someone who is here without documents, and that is his only offense, should that person be deported? Diaz-Balart asked Biden. Biden's answer was clear: that person should not be the focus of deportation. We should fundamentally change the way we deal with things. Harris was even more strident: absolutely not, they should not be deported. Buttigieg: that criminalization, that is the basis for family separation. You do away with that, it's no longer possible. Of course it wouldn't be possible anyway in my presidency, because it is dead wrong. Man alive. Oh, and then there is legalizing abortion right up until birth at taxpayers' expense, which the sane one, Biden, also supports. This kind of take is now something of a cliché. But how did President Trump not win last night's debate, when he will almost certainly be up against a Democrat who has promised to raise taxes, open the border, give illegal aliens he will not deport free welfare benefits for life, and decriminalize entering the country illegally while criminalizing gun ownership? No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers, Biden said. So much for that housewife being able to fire off a couple of shotgun blasts to scare away an intruder. If her husband or son owns that gun, she will have to use it as a club. The Democrat Party's vision for America, and I say this without exaggeration, is one where floods of illegal aliens can legally enter our country to enjoy free health and welfare benefits for life while American citizens are stripped of their health insurance, not allowed to defend themselves, forced to pay slave reparations, and hit with massive tax increases to pay for other people's student loans. How will our hospitals, doctors, and schools handle this influx of millions of illegals? Only Trump stands between us and this madness. While it is true that not many people are paying attention right now, what is also true is that these video clips, quotes, and positions will live on forever, are now cemented in the 2020 election. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.